We got disconnected. Dictation for Carol Reinhardt, June 4, 36, Dr. Abid Khan, A025083. Dear Dr. Khan, consultation Mr. Reinhardt with progressive renal failure, underlying history of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Used to see her, but it's been more than 4 years. She follows with cardiology, atrial fibrillation, Watchman procedure. Fluctuating levels of kidney function. A number of emergency room visits. Worsening shortness of breath, treated as bronchitis doxycycline. Question exacerbation of CHF. Weight up from 191 to 196. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. No reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. Has chronic incontinence of urine, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. She wears Depends. Uses a walker, but no recent falls. Denied chest pain palpitation. Weakness, but no syncope. Chronic orthopnea. Edema all the way to the lower chest. Some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding, no gums, no rash. Uses oxygen at home for liters, 24 hours. Another emergency room visit for apparently urinary tract infection, treated with Keflex within the last month. Uses a wheelchair. Also a walker. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Ventolin inhaler, allopurinol, budesonide inhaler, Ombumex, vitamin D Plavix, Farxiga discontinued because of UTI, Onlexa Pro Hydralazine, Duonep inhalers, Lisinopril, Metoprolol, Singulair, Protanix, Potassium, Crestor. Past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, COPD, respiratory failure on oxygen, anxiety, depression, anemia, stroke, blood transfusion, decreased hearing, next paragraph, procedures including carotid angioplasty stent, bilateral, gallbladder, coronary artery stent, pacemaker, Watchman procedure, bilateral hip replacement, hysterectomy, which is partial, bladder prolapse surgery, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, she's being a prior smoker, a pack per day or longer, although discontinued many years back. Denies alcohol, denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, side effects include metronidazole, gabapentin, aldactone, naproxen, cipro, sulfa, and protein C concentrate. Next paragraph, on physical exam, Freezing weight 196 pounds, 64 inches tall, blood pressure 110 over 60 on the right, 100 over 50 on the left, bilateral JBD, bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable lymph nodes or thyroid, diffuse RALS, few ronchis, few wheezes, a holosystolic murmur, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, diffuse edema, at least 4 plus to the lower chest, non-focal, hard of hearing, normal speech, next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is available, November, through McLaren, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, creatinine at 1.9, representing a GFR 25 stage 4, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, severe anemia 8.5, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCB high at 98, urine has been negative for protein, trace amount of blood. At that time, there was bacteria and white blood cell, UTI. October, a creatinine 1.92. Anemia, hemoglobin of 9. Another creatinine, October 2.01, phosphorus 4.2. I want to mention that a few months back, July, May, March, creatinine was around 1.3, representing a GFR around 39 to 40. Prior iron studies, this is from October, low, 1322 saturation 14%. A1C has been around 6.8. Has received blood transfusion a year ago, 2024, at the time of Watchman procedure. Prior antinuclear antibody negative, extractable nuclear antigen negative, there is no recent imaging for the kidneys. Recent chest rate from October. Heart appears enlarged, but there was no pulmonary edema. Prior imaging shows emphysema. Last echo is from June 2024, normal ejection fraction that has severe enlargement of atria. The watchman in place. severe pulmonary hypertension, iatrogenic left-sided to right-sided shunt, ASD. This was transesophageal. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure with evidence of volume overload. Underlying congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, exacerbated by probably iron deficiency anemia, has received blood transfusion and prior intravenous iron, she has a pacemaker reading and a Watchman procedure, and presently no anticoagulation. We have a long discussion about the effect of diuresis on the kidney function. She has severe pulmonary hypertension, probably a combination of respiratory and cardiovascular process. We will not compromise for respiratory status changes. For lower extremity edema, we have to accept a certain amount as long as it's not causing any cellulitis or open ulcers. I'm encouraged to keep legs elevated and mechanical compression devices. If they don't fit, wrapping all the way to the thighs will be another option. Compressing stockings comes with zipper as well as Velcro. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. She needs to treat iron deficiency anemia as a way to help with the symptoms of congestive heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. She is going to receive intravenous iron, and depending on response, we will do EPO. She will do chemistries every 2 weeks. Likely, there is also a component of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. We will update a kidney ultrasound as there is no recent imaging, given her extensive atherosclerosis with prior right-sided carotid endarterectomy. Renal artery stenosis is in the differential diagnosis. Prior imaging that we did is way back 2015. At that time, large kidneys, typical for diabetes, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. At that time, there was an incidental right-sided adnexal cyst that was supposed to follow with gynecologists. I also do not see a protein creatinine ratio. Also discuss at length with the patient and family members. Two daughters are present. Continue to follow enter dictation.